Ubisoft's annual E3 press conference typically bridges the divide between the really stale Electronic Arts style press conference and the truly exciting first-party showings. I'm never totally blown away by Ubisoft, and this year was no different, but I have to give the massive publisher credit on multiple fronts. For starters, it showed a lot of games, and it did so thoroughly. Maybe too thoroughly, really, as the conference lasted a hair over 90 minutes, and probably could have been truncated to an hour. But I respect that they spent time with the games they were revealing or showing anew, as it shows great confidence in the development process, and allows the publisher to showcase the many studios under its umbrella, and the many talented men and women that populate those studios' rosters. Likewise, I need to tip my cap to Ubisoft for blending the expected with the unexpected, the sequels with the new IP, the small games and the big games. Ubisoft's presser felt truly eclectic, which I found refreshing. By my count, Ubisoft touched on a dozen games over its conference's hour and a half runtime, and I certainly think that some games are bigger than others, and perhaps some of them didn't need to be there at all, at least if you fall into the school of thought I do, that just because a publisher is working on something doesn't mean it needs any time whatsoever at E3. You saw that right off the bat with the seamless insertion of Just Dance 2019, which started with a rather bizarre dance number that lasted way too long, and then made a little more sense once we rejoined the action in the theater and tied it all together. If I rail on EA for showing FIFA and Madden every year, then I absolutely have to rail on Ubisoft for so prominently showing its one annualized franchise so prominently year in and year out. Just Dance doesn't belong at the show, showing it at E3 doesn't sell a single extra copy of the game, and its primary audience doesn't watch E3. But I don't want to harp too much on the negative, because there was a ton to love in Ubisoft's E3 presser too, and we were on the receiving end of the first interesting salvo of the presentation right after Just Dance 2019's dance number concluded. Beyond Good and Evil 2, which has been talked about seemingly forever and saw the light of day in a more official capacity last year, is still under development at Ubisoft Montpellier and other satellite studios. The original Beyond Good and Evil came out way back in the fall of 2003, and its sequel has been long rumored and seemingly long awaited, even though the original didn't sell well and even though it seemed like no one really cared about it for a solid decade. Nonetheless, the crowd was certainly into what they showed. Pre-alpha gameplay, a glimpse at protagonist Jade, and action RPG mechanics that can be enjoyed either solo or in co-op. Actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt took the stage to add in some user-generated content wrinkle that I'm a bit confused by, but other than that, I personally liked what I saw. Honestly though, I think this might be Ubisoft's Mirror's Edge, a franchise that people will keep talking about wanting, but when push comes to shove, no one will play. We'll see what happens, but I'll remain optimistic in the interim. Ubisoft was also wise, I think, to spend time with games that are already out. The story behind Rainbow Six Siege is so fascinating to me, a good to great game that started out slowly, but that has built a massive fanbase since. Indeed, a shocking 35 million people have played the game since Siege first launched in very late 2015. The surprise hit For Honor had a bit more of a substantive showing than Siege, with the reveal of its Marching Fire expansion that adds new character types, modes, and more, and will launch this October. Seeing The Crew 2 on stage was a little strange, since it launches in literally 2 weeks, but I understand why they felt the need to promote it, so I won't hold it against them. One of the most fascinating aspects of Ubisoft as an entity is their intimate relationship with Nintendo, one that began quite a long time ago but actually blossomed during the Wii U era, when Ubisoft was basically the only third-party partner that would give Nintendo the time of day on the machine. Their dedication paid off. Ubisoft and its developers are one of the only corporations outside of Nintendo's ecosystem making Nintendo-related content, and similar to Bandai Namco, it seems Nintendo truly trusts them. So it was cute to see the Donkey Kong Adventure add-on for Rabbids, and more interesting yet was that the upcoming Toys plus Game Adventure Starlink Battle for Atlas will have Star Fox content in its Nintendo Switch iteration. I know that Starlink itself was revealed last year and is set for release this October, but I do have to say that I think Ubisoft might eat shit with the toy element of this game, as evidenced by the destruction of similar brands. Starlink looks cool without its toy element, and I hope that its reliance on more things to buy doesn't weigh it down. We'll see how it all pans out. I'm super stoked for The Division 2, but we saw it in depth during Microsoft's press conference yesterday, and so that diminished what would have otherwise been a pretty cool segment to Ubisoft's presser. The game has a release date now, March 15th of next year, which I wonder if Ubi will be able to hit. Either way, the publisher seems confident, promising new additions to the sequel like raids, and a year one DLC roadmap with a ton of free content, including 3 large expansions. I think it's absolutely insane that they're already discussing the DLC roadmap when the game doesn't come out for 9 months, but a lot of people disagree. And either way, the ubiquitous shooter space is so crowded that this sort of technique might draw in new players. I have to say though that with all the online squad-based games currently churning, some of these games are inevitably going to lose on the market. I don't think The Division 2 will end up on the losing end, but rest assured that not all of these games will survive, and it's things like free DLC that might keep Ubisoft's product alive when other publishers' games are dying. I'm not a Trials fan, and I feel like Ubisoft is always spending way too much time on that franchise, but I'm not privy to their granular financials, so there's gotta be a reason why it always seems to be smack dab in the middle of their E3 showing. On the other hand, it was neat seeing the VR experience Transference showed off in detail, with Elijah Wood taking the stage to discuss what it's all about, while revealing that we'll be able to play the game for ourselves this fall. But really, Ubisoft's showcase was stolen by two other games, Skull and Bones and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I think we should discuss both of them before wrapping up. Skull and Bones is a multiplayer game where players take the role of pirates in the Indian Ocean. You know, I've long wondered when Ubisoft would truly, and I mean truly, take advantage of the ship mechanics they first introduced way back in Assassin's Creed 3, and while I know that we've seen those mechanics since then, this is the game it was all leading up to in my mind. I like the emphasis on story here. I like that the historic lull of piracy in the Caribbean is relevant to the plot, and how swashbucklers took to the Indian Ocean to keep robbing people. I also like its look. Now, I won't lie to you, this isn't a game I'm gonna play. It's totally outside of my wheelhouse from a gameplay perspective, and I have no interest in playing with others, which is why I'm so excited about The Division 2, since I was a huge fan of playing the original Division solo. I doubt that's really going to be possible here with Skull and Bones, but I think they spent a lot of time on it for good reason, and with a 2019 release window and an upcoming beta, it seems like we may not have to wait incredibly long before this title finds itself in the wild. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is a game I'm a little more down on. Now, in full transparency, I've long been a critic of the AC franchise. I think it's been totally and utterly run into the ground, and I'm a bit mystified why Ubisoft doesn't treat it with more care. I thought it was awesome when, a couple of years ago, they were like, it's getting kinda tired, we're gonna give it a break. But then they only gave the franchise a break for a year. There was a mainline Assassin's Creed game in 2007, in 2009, in 2011, in 2012, in 2013, two in 2014, another in 2015, and then most recently in 2017. And that doesn't count the literally 10 spin-offs that have launched in the past decade. I know a lot of people like Assassin's Creed Origins, which launched late last year, and I actually want to give it a try to see if I ever come around on AC. But I wanted to preface my brief comments on Odyssey with word that I think the franchise is fatigued to the max, and that I thought it was hilarious that their idea of a break was 1 year. Since Assassin's Creed launched in 2007, 2 years, 2008 and 2016, were the only ones without a mainline release. That's insane. Anyway, Odyssey takes place during the Peloponnesian War and wisely gives players the choice of main character, a male or a female. Now, I'm not going to be the first to observe that Assassin's Creed as a franchise has embraced role-playing mechanics more and more as time has gone on, but Odyssey to me seems like a true action RPG. There are choices to make, upgrades to unlock and earn, and much more. And with a quick launch, October 5th is its street date. We won't have to wait much longer to play. Even though AC is typically Ubisoft's tentpole game, I will remark that I think they spent far, far too much time with it, which ties back into my theory that 30 minutes could have easily been sliced off of this conference, making it much tighter and more exciting. Still, there's literally no other games Ubisoft was going to end with this year. Odyssey looks cool enough and certainly has my interest piqued. That said, I can't help but wonder if true AC fans are getting worn out. I don't know, you tell me. All in all, I have to give props to Ubisoft where props are due. As I said at the top, this is a publisher with scope and reach, but one that still incubates a fairly diverse array of games in a diverse array of genres, while its biggest games always seem to be from the same franchises, Assassin's Creed, Tom Clancy, and the like. What's important is that they at least seem to be trying to make what's new, what's next. There seems to be little risk aversion, and I respect the hell out of that, especially when you contrast Ubisoft to, say, Electronic Arts, which is, in many ways, the exact opposite. Unlike EA, which puts on a predictable conference each year, and Bethesda, which absolutely doesn't have the roster of content to justify an annual E3 conference, Ubisoft did well at E3 2018. They usually do. And they certainly have a handful of games in the hopper that I'm very excited to play.